tuned to 90.7 WGXC. This is the Zoom show every Monday, a live broadcast, 11 to noon. Mess it up, just bring a whole box of records, tapes, and CDs, and microphones, and junk. This week's show is entitled Delusions and Nonverbal Confessions of a Kool-Aid Wino. I've been reading Richard Brautigan lately. Thinking back to my youth, my mom used to make Kool-Aid, and having years and years of a guilty conscience steeped in purple, watered-down food coloring coursing through my veins over the years, it's no wonder I'm like I am. So, let's get into it. Thanks for listening. 90.7 WGXC, we are community-supported, we are people-powered, and we will stay that way. Thank you.
I do not expect the union to be dissolved. I do not expect the house to fall. I do expect it will cease to be divided. It will become all one thing. All.
America that I want for my children and their future. I'm here to tell you right now that despite what's probably going to happen to me by posting this video, I'm going to fight. I'm going to raise awareness, and I'm going to let the world know everything that's been done to me over the last 9 weeks. So if there's anyone out there that's a fan of the band or you know, has any interest,
understand that. Why all this is happening at the same time? remains constant. He is always... See, that's the man. See, now the woman remains constant, but she's always... Come here.
Oh, okay, get away.
Remains constant, but she's always... Come here.
Okay, get away.
Because they're going to go out, scared to death. That's what they are. Catholics on the squad always seem to have something special going, because they're over in the corner. Domino, Father, please. I'm not Catholic, but I figure if it works for him.
Yeah, me too, Father. He's a friend of mine. He told me how to do this. So please accept me.
Racing up and down. First team's getting last rights.
Father, I believe everything.
The coach has drawn trick plays on the blackboard because he has no personnel whatsoever, and he knows he's got to work with something that'll trick him.
All right, you guys, listen up. When they come out of the huddle, line up back. And just let them run right over you, and then we'll raise the flag and everything while you're singing the national anthem, all right? We'll get pity somewhere, I'll tell you that. Here comes the athletic director.
I like to talk to the boys.
What?
I like to talk to the boys.
May I have attention, please, fellas? This is the athletic director, Mr. Andy Cassell. It's the man that's responsible for giving most of you the scholarships. He'd like to talk to you, Mr. Cassell.
I can understand.
Thank you very much, Coach Mackus. Well, boys, here we are again. Go out and have another fine football game. I'm going to go out and play against Hofstra, because you already know that. Now, they beat us last year 900-0. The year before that, they beat us 900-0. 900-0, I'd say you'd be that old for me.
900-0, I'll be terrible, so you feel.
Daphne, darling, how good to see you again.
Hey, Lewis, dig this scene.
she was out of line. Bitch. And really, she was uptight. And he's over there. See here, bite this apple. I said, yeah, crunch. Next thing you know, there's the Lord. Okay, everybody, out of the pool. Get out, everybody.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. compensated for what goes on with the rules of life. We're going to play against the Pirate Brothers. We're going to play against the Pirate Brothers. I almost need a capital man. Crazy out nobody else. You know what I got to do. I play on the second team, which is actually the real squad. These guys are terrible. If they're afraid, they don't want to go out there. So they do nutty things. They put the helmet on sideways, looking out through the air, going, I got on scuba diving suits, you know, skewing an ice cream, you know, walking around. Second team is very quiet, but they're going to go out, scared to death. That's what they are. Tactics on the squad always seem to have something special going, but they're over in the front of dominoes, follow people. Not happy, but I think if it works for him, yeah, me too, Father. He's a friend of mine. He told me how to do this shit. Leave him set. You know, tension up and down. First team's getting last right. And the woman, the coach is drawing trick plays on the blackboard because he has no personnel whatsoever, and he knows he's got to work with something that'll stick with him. All right, you guys, listen up. When they come out of the huddle, line up back. And just let them run right over you, and then we'll raise the flag and everything while you're singing the national anthem, all right? We'll get pity somewhere, I'll tell you that. Here comes the athletic director.
Well, I like the chocolate.
Come here. That's the man.
And the set is...
Here we go.
See, that's the man.
And the set is...
The man remains constant. He is always... See, that's the man. See, now the woman remains constant, but she's always... Come here.
Get away.
And the guy is always... Here's some beer.
obviously. And that was a hoax. And then there were rumors that I, you know, on drugs and drinking and relapsed and, you know, in rehab and all these other things. That's also a lie. It's not true. I'm sober as can be. Once the rumors started coming out, I began getting blood and urine tests once a week, just in case I, you know, someone tried to call me the carpet on it, I could prove it. And so, you know, I just wanted to let, you know, all my fans out there and all my friends out there know that right now I'm under some kind of pretty vicious attack. I still haven't figured out the reasons why, except that about 8 weeks ago, I began an audit of not only my record company, but my personal finances. I mean, during the course of that audit, a lot of things were uncovered. A lot of money was stolen from me. Royalties not paid. And that's when all hell began to break loose. So I think you guys are smart enough to put two and two together.
to be very angry, resentful, and bitter, and want to seek revenge. But as a Christian, I can't do that. But as a Christian, I can't do that. As much as I want to, as much as I battle with that inside of my heart, I have to pray every day that God just extend his mercy and grace to me, and to those that are doing this to me. And I want my son to know, Jack, that, you know, your dad is sober, no drugs, no alcohol, this is a vicious attack, because some people that we know, at the record company, can make people do evil things. And when they are afraid of being caught or exposed, you know, they can be ruthless in how they
read your Bible. Now, where's me in? Read your Bible. Bible states, first, there was Adam and Eve. Two lovely people running around the garden together. And they're really grooving, you know. Now, Adam is the man. The man remains constant. He is always... See, that's the man. See, now the woman remains constant, but she's always... Come here, come here, come here, come here. Oh, get away.
Stay tuned. I was thinking about adding a little, like, 2-minute segment of cool things that I heard on GXC between this week and next week, or last week and this week. So, right off the bat, Nothing Is Real this week was really cool, and last night there was William Burroughs on Till I Fell Asleep at about 2. Where the H are you going to find that kind of programming? Anywhere. On your dial. So, stay tuned, stay supportive, and be back at you next week. Try to live in peace. The world's getting crazy, scary, sad. Okay, enough. Thank you so much for your ears. Bye-bye.
Night City as well.